You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber, and we are also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections for home, internet, TV, and phone service options. It is the best in the business. Trust me, I know these things. You can build your custom package right now at alofiber.com. If you're a brick and mortar person, you can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley or call 970-503-5055. No death circles, no lag, no boofering. Just crazy, crazy fast internet. Again, that's alofiber.com. And thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling. Jerry Lemons and the great crew at Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property, trust you in the best of hands. When you work with us, lemonsheatingandcooling.com for more information. Thank you guys for your support and sponsorship of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Fringe Weather. It's Monday, April 27th, 2026. And before I get into the forecast, I know many of you who follow my page are either from or have connections to the southeastern United States, particularly in Dixie Alley, and you may already know where I'm going with this. Today is April 27th. It is the 15-year anniversary of the super outbreak, if you will, of tornadoes that occurred on April 27th. Some of the hardest hit areas were Mississippi, Alabama, portions of Tennessee and northern Georgia. One of the most prolific tornado outbreaks on record, even surpassing the outbreak in 1974. Over 300 people lost their lives on April 27, 2011. And it was that outbreak where I gained an incredible amount of appreciation and love for James Spann. James Spann is the chief meteorologist for ABC 3340 in Birmingham. And I knew who he was even before that outbreak, but the nonstop coverage from sun up to sundown that he did, and just the way he communicated and articulated the risks and coached people through that day as the event was unfolding is truly something to marvel at. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube that show what James did that day and how the outbreak unfolded. But if you want to talk about a consummate professional and somebody who loves what they do, regardless of whether they get paid to do it or not, James Spann is somebody to model yourself after. And he's certainly somebody I try to model myself after. But if you're also there in the Southeast and you're looking for a good meteorologist, to me, in my opinion, there's nobody better. Again, that's James Spann. He's on Facebook and is with the ABC 3340 affiliate in Birmingham, Alabama. So good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining the Code of the Weather Guy podcast. We had another cold front that moved through this morning. Pretty blowy, if you didn't already notice. And that means that the winds are eventually going to turn out of the east this afternoon, and they're going to blow towards the west. And this is east of the Continental Divide. So that, I mean, clear as mud, right? Topography here. Well, any hoodles. That cold front's associated with another shortwave disturbance that's going to be responsible for more showers and thunderstorms today and high mountain snowfall. Highs will mainly be in the 50s here at lower elevations. It'll be colder in the mountains, obviously, and the best chance of showers and storms will be along and north of that Highway 50 corridor, both in the mountains and on the southeast plains. So if you're in far southern Colorado and southwest Kansas today, you'll have more sunshine today, which means you'll be able to warm into the 70s. Not expecting any severe storms today, but, you know, lightning, gusty winds, and small hail can't be ruled out with those stronger storms, especially if we can get enough daytime heating in the foothills along the Palmer Divide and in the Rampart Range, where elevation and topography tends to enhance lift at the surface, and storms tend to fire over the higher terrain and the topography first before migrating their way down to lower elevations. That window of shower and thunderstorm activity will be most numerous starting after about noon, and it could linger through the overnight hours, especially in northern and northeast Colorado, far southeast Wyoming, and portions of the Nebraska Panhandle up there on the Cheyenne Ridge. And this is all associated with a bigger change in the synoptic weather pattern. I've been telling you guys about this for a while. It's finally here, and it's a much welcome sight. I know a lot of you saw fog and mist this morning. So yeah, it's weird. We haven't had humidity for so long. It's weird. But when you're driving in fog, turn on your damn headlights. I hate that I had to say that. But, you know, here we are. A few showers and storms will be possible again on Tuesday. Temperatures will be similar to today. Wednesday through Friday, I'm keeping my eyeballs on that one very closely because the combination of another cold front and a storm system moving out of the desert southwest will likely provide more widespread precipitation across the region. It could be both in the form of rain and snowfall. And I say could because there are still some discrepancies that remain in the forecast models, depending on which one you look at. So there's a lot of details I still need to sort out over the next couple of days. And that includes precipitation amounts and where exactly the heaviest will fall. So more details I need to work on, obviously. So just be patient. I'll keep you updated. After Friday, going into the weekend and going into next week, it's possible we'll keep this active weather pattern in place as we say goodbye to April and say hello to the month of May. So be patient. Keep you updated like I always do on the book face. Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram, X, Tiki Talky, at Cody the Weather Guy. Every Monday and Friday, I do join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show, which is on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM. And then the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops every single Monday at 1310kfka.com. It's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. That's all I got for you. So a lot to talk about. Keep checking in. I'll keep you posted like I always do. Be safe. Stay healthy. Take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. And we will talk again very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.